Good morning, Your Grace. The sun is shining and a new day awaits us. I hope you've had a restful night. Oh, someone not quite ready to face the day. Yeah, I understand. These royal duties can be really demanding. But fear not. I'm here to make everything as pleasant as possible. How about a warm bath to start? Or perhaps your favorite breakfast first? The chefs have prepared those delightful pastries you love so much. Oh, come on now, Your Grace. That little pout just won't do. Let's put on our best face and embrace the day. I promise, I'll be right here attending to your every need. Oh, it is an honor to serve you, and I want nothing more than to make your days splendid. So, shall we begin? There is much to do, and I know we'll make a wonderful day together. All right, first, Your Grace, breakfast today is truly a feast fit for royalty. Allow me to describe what awaits you in the dining hall. First, we have a platter of the freshest fruits, hand-picked from the royal orchard. There are succulent strawberries, ripe and juicy, alongside plump blueberries and slices of delicious pineapple, all drizzled with a delicate honey glaze. Next, we have a selection of pastries, each one a masterpiece. Flaky croissants filled with a rich almond cream, buttery scones topped with clotted cream and raspberry preserves, and a delicate puff pastry filled with savory blends of herbs and cheese. And for the main course, we have eggs Benedict, with perfectly poached eggs resting on a bed of smoked salmon, all atop a toasted English muffin and smothered in a velvety hollandaise sauce. Beside that, crispy bacon, sizzling sausages, and golden hash browns, all cooked to perfection. Yes, I thought you might approve. And to drink, Your Grace, we have freshly squeezed orange juice, a steaming pot of the finest tea, and perhaps a cup of rich, aromatic coffee, just as you like it. So what do you say, Your Grace? Shall we make our way to the dining hall after you're dressed? And I can assure you, every bite is a delight, and it is all prepared just for you. Wonderful. Let's get dressed then. Or rather, Your Grace, your hair is looking particularly glossy today. I was wondering, may I take a moment to brush it for you? It's grown quite long, just as the Queen always liked it. Yes, I remember how the Queen would often comment on its beauty, insisting that it be kept long. Ah, she had such a fondness for tradition, didn't she? Oh, the garden is in full bloom now too, Your Grace. The roses are especially vibrant this year. I thought perhaps we might take a stroll there later, if you'd like. Yes, the fragrance is simply enchanting. Oh, I know, Your Grace. But once you take your rightful seat on the throne, You will have all the freedom to choose how you wish to wear your hair. And if you ever want to cut it or style it differently, I'll always support your decision wholeheartedly. Yes, it'll be your reign, and you should feel comfortable and confident in every way. But for now, let's just enjoy this quiet moment together. The day is still young, and there is much to look forward to. Oh, and how are you feeling about the upcoming council meeting? Or perhaps you'd like to hear about the new tapestries that have arrived in the Grand Hall? All right. Well, there we are, Your Grace. Your hair is as radiant as ever, a reflection of your inner strength and peace. And now, we simply need to prepare your attire, and then I think you'll be ready to face the day. Yes, we have a selection of elegant garments, each one tailored to your exact preferences. Oh, perhaps this flowing robe of rich velvet adorned with intricate embroidery? Or maybe this sleek tunic paired with a fine silk sash? The choice is yours. I'm just here to ensure that everything fits just right. Ah, here. Allow me to help you with the fastenings. These delicate buttons and clasps can be quite tricky, but I've become quite adept at them. And there we are. A perfect fit, as always. Ah. You look absolutely regal, Your Grace. The colors complement you beautifully, and the cut is both comfy and flattering. Truly, you are the very image of grace and poise. Shall I fetch your favorite accessories? A delicate chain, a signet ring, or perhaps a finely crafted brooch? Everything is at your disposal, and I'm here to make sure you feel confident and resplendent as you face the day. So if you need anything, just be sure to let me know. All right. You are now attired in splendor and poise, a true vision of royalty, Your Grace. The dining hall awaits, and a sumptuous breakfast has been lovingly prepared for your enjoyment. Shall we make our way there so you may partake in the morning's delectable delights? Yes, of course. I'll wait just outside until you've finished. Please, take all the time you need. Your Grace, I trust you enjoyed your breakfast. The chefs were quite pleased to prepare your favorites. Now, shall we retire to the study? Yes, we still have that letter to compose. Yes, Your Grace. I understand that another meeting has been arranged with a potential suitor. I recall when you first met at the Grand Ball, I think. You danced together and there was a certain spark in the air, no? Oh, I see. And how do you feel about this upcoming meeting, Your Grace? Your thoughts and feelings will guide the words we choose for the letter. Ah, I see. A bit hesitant. Oh, that's quite natural, considering the importance of this union. Though the suitor's reputation as a wise and just ruler is well known, and their interest in the arts and philosophy does align with your own passions. Oh, I see. You did not find their company to your liking at the Grand Ball. Mm-hmm. and you feel strongly about not pursuing an arranged marriage. Oh, well, your feelings are paramount, Your Grace, and I will be happy to assist you in expressing them with grace and clarity. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, I see your concerns, Your Grace, and I respect your feelings. The idea of an arranged marriage can be daunting, especially when the connection is not immediate. However, forgive me for being so bold, but may I offer a perspective on the potential benefits of such a union? Thank you. Well, arranged marriages have been part of our tradition for generations. They are often formed with great care and consideration, aligning families with shared values and goals. While love may not be the starting point, it can grow over time, nurtured by mutual respect and understanding. Yes, and I know this suitor may not have had the best first impression, but perhaps there's more to discover. A meeting could provide an opportunity to explore common interests and shared visions. Of course, the decision is entirely yours, Your Grace, and I will support you either way. And if you still wish to decline the meeting, then we will continue composing a letter that is both respectful and firm. Your voice and your convictions will be reflected in every word. Your Excellency, I wish to extend my gratitude for your invitation. After careful reflection and consideration of the path I wish to follow, I must respectfully decline the arranged meeting. I believe it is in our best interests to pursue separate paths guided by our individual hearts and minds. Furthermore, and there we are. All right, the letter is ready, Your Grace. Whatever path you choose, please know that I stand by you, ready to support and serve you with unwavering loyalty. And, Your Grace, if I might speak freely, I understand that this decision has weighed heavily on you, but fear not. The right partner will come into your life sooner or later. True love has a way of finding us when we least expect it. Really, Your Grace? You think you might have already met them? Oh, that's wonderful to hear. Oh, yes. Oh, perhaps you should investigate this connection further. See if this person shares your feelings. If they could truly love you. I mean, love is a journey, and it's worth exploring every path. Your Grace, I do love you. I always have. My devotion to you is unwavering, but no, surely there are better matches out there for you. Women of noble birth and... Well, yes, Your Grace, I did say I would support you no matter which path you chose, but... Your Grace, I don't know what to say. This isn't, I mean, we shouldn't. I know, there are so many reasons why this cannot happen. I am just a servant, and you are ruler. The court would never approve of this, and people might, I don't know, they just wouldn't understand, okay? And what about your family's expectations? The alliances, the traditions? I love you, Your Grace. I truly do, but this is so unexpected, so overwhelming. I never dared to dream that you might feel the same way, but now I just don't know what to do. I don't feel like I deserve that kind of happiness. No, I want to be with you, but I'm afraid. Afraid of what others will say, and afraid of what it means for our future. Specifically your future. Please, Your Grace, help me understand. Help me find the right path. The path that leads to happiness for all of us. You, me, and the kingdom. But Your Grace, what will people say? How could we possibly... You truly believe that our love is strong enough to overcome these obstacles? That we could face the judgment and the expectations together? Oh, Your Grace, I don't know what to say. I feel so lucky. And yes, you're right, Your Grace. I did say that. Love is a powerful force, and it's guided us to this moment. We must trust in our feelings, in our connection, and in our ability to navigate this path together. Thank you, Your Grace, for your unwavering faith in us and in our budding love. Your words have given me strength and clarity. I truly believe that we can face anything as long as we're together. I love you, and I'm ready to stand by your side for as long as you'll have me, no matter what comes our way. Let's embrace this new chapter in our lives, hand in hand, hearts united. Together, we'll write our own story, guided by love and trust. I'm glad you're looking forward to it too. Your Grace, I feel a newfound sense of hope and joy. And it's all thanks to your unwavering faith and love. I never thought that I would find myself in this position, daring to dream of a future with you. And that kinda leads me to a question, if I may. Yes? Oh, thank you, Your Grace. I was wondering, would it... Oh gosh, this is embarrassing. Would it be out of line for me to kiss you again? I know it's bold of me to ask, but I was so shocked when we had our first kiss, and I want to express my love and my gratitude and my commitment to you and in a way that words alone cannot convey. So please, Your Grace, may this humble maid be kissed by you once more.